Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. A little Shocking Blue bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out. Lots of stuff there. We'll help you. We update it every weekday, sometimes on the weekends, too. So check it out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to take our poll question. We ask a different question every week. We want to know what you think. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter while you're there. Having a great visit with Michael Sausman. He's the research fellow for Employment Policy Institute. Michael, tell us about your guys, you and your guys.
Yeah, we're a nonprofit research organization. We focus pretty specifically on policies that impact the entry-level job market. I mean, there's a lot of more free market organizations out there that focus on a broad range of issues, and we focus specifically on things, again, whether it's a healthcare thing or a wage thing that impact entry-level employees, because it's an issue that doesn't always get a lot of focus, or when it does, it's talked about, I think, as we've determined here, in sort of a misleading fashion. And you know, something you mentioned earlier, I wanted to go back to. You mentioned we were sort of scratching our heads about how there are actually economists out here that could still support, mm-hmm. you know, a minimum wage increase. Most famously, it happened. There was a list of 655 economists, or 665 economists, released during the last minimum wage debate. Who all supported a minimum wage increase, and this was inserted into the congressional record. It was sort of used to encourage people to shut up about it already.
Right.
We did a study of the list recently, and we found that 60% of the people on that list weren't labor economists. 60% of the people we could find information for, and there were even people on there. Like,
how many of them were professors?
Well, that's the interesting thing. And actually, 39 of them either didn't have a PhD in economics or they had no PhD at all. There was one person on there that was an administrative assistant at a West Coast university.
Yeah.
So you can kind of call shenanigans on this stuff. But the thing is even if you don't want to look at that, you just want to look at the research.
Right.
You know, over the last two decades, 85% of the best studies on the subject have shown that you raise the minimum wage, and the result is predictable.
Well, Michael, let me ask you a question. Why are we talking about this today? Because the minimum wage is done. It's baked in the cake, $7.25. Unless somebody can mm-hmm. repeal that, which I don't see that happening, is there another assault on the minimum wage again? Is it coming?
Well, yeah, you know, I think. Absolutely. I mean, there's already a couple states this year. California, New Jersey, and Mississippi have all already introduced legislation to raise their own state's minimum wage for 2011.
Unbelievable. So, what's your concern? Your concerns
about,
are your concerns are regionally, not so much federally, right now.
Well, it is regionally, but you know, the interesting thing is there's a group that's put together by the AFL-CIO and a couple others called the Excluded Workers Congress.
Right.
And they're already talking about how there's money available for research and polling in terms of sort of trying to figure out the best way to message the next federal minimum wage increase. And their ultimate goal is to index it so that it goes up automatically every year and they don't have to fight
right.
this legislative battle.
Right. Well, minimum wage, folks, is with you know, you might could have gotten away with this a little bit 20, 30 years ago, Michael, before all the technology advanced to the level it is today. But we got things called kiosks today. You know what I mean? You know, there's this thing called a kiosk that people can buy and can adjust to, and they can start. You're going to increasingly, when you go to a grocery store, there are kiosks there. There are things that will take your money without a human being having to be involved. You can do it in the airports. You're going to be doing this at McDonald's before too long, everywhere. I mean, and you might say that might even be good for customers, but it's not good for those teenagers who would like to have a job like I did when I was. I mean, I was a burger flipper in high school, Michael. I mean, what if minimum wage had been so high that the place I worked at couldn't afford me?
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, I was just
Listen, I helped Michael. I helped my family. I bought my own, I at a minimum, I bought my own stuff. I was paying for my own car, my own clothes. I helped my family directly or indirectly with that job. I needed that job.
And I would imagine, I mean, you help your family on that, but then the other thing you got is sort of the experience you needed to I guess move up in the workforce.
I'll never forget
it. That next job.
I'll never forget it. I benefited immensely from that job. I still think about it.
So we're robbing
some of these young people of that experience and that employment when we raise minimum wage, folks. Minimum wage increases. You know, minimum wage is one thing, Michael. That's one topic to discuss. Minimum wage increases is a whole other topic, isn't it?
Yeah, and, you know, there's kind of been, over the years, there's been a disconnect. You know, we hear a lot of talk about how, well, the minimum wage is the lowest it's been since the 60s. But the thing is, and this is an important point you brought up here, the minimum wage used to be a minimum skilled wage.
Yeah.
And then there were a set of amendments in the mid-60s that expanded minimum wage laws to cover the sort of industry that you're talking about now. And so it started to cover, restaurants,
Michael,
grocery stores, places.
Please forgive
like
me. I've got to stop you. We'll get you back another day and talk more about this. I need your website. I need you to tell people what they need to do to, in their area to stop a minimum wage increase.
Sure. You know what? Actually, they can go to minimumwage.com. We've got our studies posted there. Our most recent one's called Failed Stimulus, and that's the one we were talking about.
Can they sign up there? Can they come on to your work so that members of Congress can know how they feel?
There's nothing on there for members of Congress, but they can absolutely go there and see all our latest work. And if they have any questions or anything they're interested in, they can give us a call or sign up for our
minimumwage.com. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Michael. See you next time.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.